Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
More than a quarter of Irish adults still have no financial arrangements at all for their retirement, according to new research published today by the Competition and Consumer Protection Authority. Gráinne Griffin is their Director of Communications. Morning, Gráinne.
Good morning.
It sounds like we're getting worse at this rather than getting better.
Yes, it's really disappointing, actually, to see this drop in people who have absolutely no preparations made for retirement. I mean, in the CCPC, we're Ireland's financial education authority, so we're really invested in seeing that people are prepared to have a good quality of life and a good standard of life when they retire. But the data is not looking good, and our research shows that more people than ever now have really nothing in place for when they retire.
We have so many campaigns. We know auto-enrolment is coming as well. Why is the message just simply not getting through, Gráinne, and people are putting it off? What reasons are they bringing forward?
Well, I think when you talk to a lot of people who have nothing in place, we see that like a third of them say, I do plan to get there. I'm planning on contributing to a pension and I will start contributing very soon. But we know that people have really busy lives. And when it comes to financial products and financial commitments, like there's a lot of pulls on a household. You know, people are managing a lot between mortgages and childcare and shopping and all of these different things. And pensions are complicated. So our advice to people really would be to try and simplify this, but do take action now. I mean, your employer, and we really do see, like all of the research we've done in the CCPC over the years, shows how important employers are to pension setup, both because they can provide pensions, but also most people who've spoken to a financial advisor, they made the connection through their employer. And employers are legally obliged to provide their employees with access to a pension scheme. They don't have to pay into it, but they have to provide that access. So what I would suggest to people out there who have it there on the list, potentially a little bit on the long finger, that they contact their employer or an independent financial advisor and make the appointment. Just make the appointment and see what your plan needs to be.
Well, manana, manana, that's always the way it is. Pension ownership's lowest amongst the 18 to 24s. To be fair, they're a good bit away from retirement. I wouldn't blame them for not thinking about it. But what is fascinating out of this survey is 21% of those aged between 45 and 54, for whom retirement is looming rather large, particularly at the top end of that, they've no retirement arrangements in place. Do they? I mean, they're obviously expecting the state to step into the breach here, but it's not going to be sufficient to meet their needs.
No, it's really concerning. And you do see that, like you say, we see in the data that there is an expectation that people will maybe rely on the state pension. State pension is less than €300 a week. You know, and if you consider that when you go into retirement and, you know, hopefully you won't have housing costs, hopefully you're not renting, hopefully you're not paying a mortgage, you know, but you still are probably likely to want to have about 50% of your current income to be able to maintain a good standard of living. And for a lot of people, like less than €300 a week simply isn't going to cut it in the face of today's cost of living. So really people need to take action now. And I suppose for people in that age cohort, there are really, really good tax advantages. You know, for every couple of euros that you put in, you can claim back off your tax up to 40%. It really is a phenomenally good tax back system, and it's there for people to take advantage of.
Yeah. Now, the only thing about it is it can be very dull. And I know that normally if we cover pensions on the radio, you can almost hear people's eyes glazing over on the far side because it's a rather turgid world. Whose fault is that? Is that the fault of the regulation? Is it the fault of the people selling the pensions? Or is it just the idea we don't want to think of putting our feet up at 67?
Look, I think pensions are never going to be a glamorous topic, and they don't need to be, because the brilliant thing about pensions is that generally you outsource the work. You talk to a qualified financial advisor and it's their job to look through all of the pension products out there. It's their job to run the numbers and come back to you and say, look, this is realistically what you need in retirement. These are the kind of products that kind of line up with the level of risk you're prepared to take, and this would be my advice to you. So you don't need to become an expert on pensions. What you do need to do is make an appointment with a financial advisor to set a plan in place. And like there is a huge reassurance, and I think that can be forgotten sometimes. There is huge reassurance in having this in place. And when in the CCPC, when we went out and asked people who had pensions in place, who'd set them up going, you know, do you regret? People say they regret not doing it earlier.
Yeah, well, no, that's obviously the case. And the closer you are to retirement, the more obvious that is. But do you think, Gráinne, this is the last year you're going to be putting out these grim statistics? 1 in 4 adults don't have a retirement plan in place. Is auto enrolment due to start in January after a much troubled delivery going to finally get to grips with this?
Look, in the CCPC, we've been calling for auto-enrolment for a long time, and we're absolutely delighted to see it coming in. We know that it is a game-changer long-term in terms of pension provision. But if you are over 30, or if you are on the higher rate of tax, I mean, realistically, auto-enrolment is not the solution for you. You need to be talking to a financial advisor. You need to be paying probably a much higher amount of your salary in. Auto-enrolment, very understandably, is coming in at a very, very low level of contribution to get people used to the idea and to allow it to build up over time. But if you're in any way advanced in your career, if you're like over 30, over 40, or, you know, there's absolutely no way that paying in the levels of auto-enrolment is going to transform your pension in time for your retirement. So I expect we will continue to put this message out for as long as we need to, but hopefully we will see people taking action as a result of this week's campaign and making that appointment and taking those steps to get it in place.
Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications at the CCPC. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning, Gráinne. It is fascinating that the reluctance of some to engage with the concept of a pension. I don't know whether it's to do with the fact that none of us want to accept the fact we're getting older. You may be in your 50s, but you feel 21 in your head. It's not going to help put food on the table or pay your bills otherwise.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.